From Tibbetts on May 2nd, 2011, this is Max Targeted by New Crime Kit by Adam C. Angst. The Danish security firm CSIS is reporting that they have uncovered evidence of a new crime kit called Weyland-Yutani Bot that criminals can use to make malware designed to steal information and access credentials, such as for online banking sites. At the moment, Weyland-Yutani supports web injects and form grabbing in Firefox, with support for Safari and Google Chrome on the way. These techniques enable the attackers to defeat online banking security tokens and capture login information entered into forms. CSIS also reports that while Weyland-Yutani targets macOS 10 currently, iPad and Linux versions are also planned. Most coverage of Weyland-Yutani is focused on the fact that its appearance means that Apple's star has now risen high enough to attract the attention of malware authors. That could be, since most malware today is created for the express purpose of making money, and Apple's user base, particularly once you bring in iOS devices, is now large enough the investment may be worthwhile for online criminals to target Apple users. We'll find out, since Weyland-Yutani itself costs around $1,000. So the real question is if Weyland-Yutani will turn out to be a commercial success or a flop. What does this mean for normal Mac users? For the moment, only that you really do want to stay up to date with security updates to macOS 10 and web browsers. If Weyland-Yutani were to become popular with criminals, the anti-malware market on the Mac would certainly heat up. But for the moment, just be sure to install security updates, be careful opening email attachments that could contain code, and stay away from dodgy websites pushing pirated software, gambling, and porn. Oh, and keep reading Tidbits for news of changes in the security landscape. In other words, use your common sense, since the internet simply isn't an entirely safe place, and hasn't been for years. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and I'm a little depressed that we got two big security stories just this today, because you just want security to sort of go away as a problem, but when there's criminals behind it and money behind it, they're going to keep pushing the envelope, unfortunately, and that's going to turn it into an arms race. Let's hope we can avoid the worst of that Windows XP suffered.